forgotten. We spent some time talking about the famous Machlokas of Vilna Gaon, Rabbeinu Tam. We had three different naftaminas between them. Pass wasn't correct, try again. Fundamentally, the most important shaila of all, of course, was when does the day begin and end? When the Tam's man is so much later. And the Vilna Gaon had this whole series of questions against Rabbeinu Tam. We tried to answer the questions as best we could. What's this all about? Sorry. And we did. Okay, we know the various answers that Steve Zevi's on. Zevi, you there? I'm not sure if Zebby's on or not. I don't see anybody, but someone's on. Anyway, that was that sheet. In the same Moadim Zman, Rav Sternbruch, Shalika. Sternbruch is a Londoner, he was known as the Londoner Elul. So he says that in Europe, at least before the war, in many, many parts of Europe, there was a view which was neither Rabbeinu Tam nor the Vilna Gaon. There was mamash chilul Shabbos and the chol ha'deis. Can you imagine that? Chilul Shabbos chol ha'deis. How so? What was their minute? They took Shabbos out when they saw three stars. Okay, we know what that is. That's the pity of the minchas koyin. Claims to be in the Tam holds that way. It's a very shver about it. So it doesn't fit into the whole cheshbon of the Tam of Pshuta. But they say the Vilna Gaon. No, they did malacha after the sunset meet the horizon. So the Chodim, the Chal, the Shabbos, the Choladeus. How can that be? These are the most important kehillas in Europe. The Chassam Sofer's kehilla has all kinds of calendars that later people have put out. So the answer is, he says, look at the Sefer Ormeir. Okay, I never heard of it. I know the Ormeir was, but Posel from London also. The famous Posel family of Rabbanim. And I look at the Sefer Ormeir. It's a long Sefer, the whole thing. He claims that although we always associate the view of the Vilna Gaon with what the view of we call the Gaonim, I said the Gaonim and the Gra, it's not so simple. Not so simple. And I think the best place to look is in the Tosfos HaRosh. The very beginning, base in the base, the Rashba says it as well. Not everybody has a Rashba in front of them, but many of you have these the new Gemaras, which have Tosfos HaRosh in the back. Something quite remarkable. We know that the Gaonim, I'm not a historian here, the Gaonim has spanned a 500-year period, the Gaonim. But the later Gaonim were Rav Shrira Gaon and Rav Hai Gaon. It was at the end of the Tkubas, it was father and son. They both lived, I think, over 100 years in those days. Today, you know. In those days, it was over 100. The only Gaonim. So Rav Hai Gaon and Rav Shrira Gaon, they're the ones who transmitted the Mesorah of the Gaonim to the subsequent generations. And we call the Gaonim Shita about the Ben Hashmashis, is found in the Chuvas Marab al Ashkar, and is based upon enlargement that the Geniza, the Cairo Geniza, that's where many of these Chuvas are found. So they were recently found, they were reprinted in whole. They didn't have everything, they only had snippets. So the whole thing was reprinted recently. And it's clear that the Gaonim are the ones who deny Rabbeinu Tam. Clear. But did he hold up the Vilna Gaon? So you think, yes, we only have two alternatives. Look in the Tosfos HaRosh. Tells you as follows. Rav Chanina Hainer Rav Elazar. For those who have it, it's on the first page, in our edition page, Aleph, column 3, next to the last paragraph. The Tema Leim and Beis Shurim Hain Ani V'Kir Shayom. Rav Hai Gaon, Pirish, the key player, Rav Hai Gaon, he's the man. The Chalukosim Shulhani Rabbon Shilechaku Bebraisa Kalchada Machada Tuyu Bedom. Rav Elazar Yom Avishas Kiddush Hayom Sover Ba Hashem Hashpiyas Shem Shaul. The Hainu Tchila Hashpiyasla Umay Vitoya Torah Gavra.
The Kiddush Hayom Hatzaloma, listen to the key friend sentence. Shuroi the Kaddish, Shu's man a royal the host of Mana Kodesh Alakol, Lobba Ben Ashkosh Shukatsinu. Full stop. This is Rav Hai Gov, he's supposed to hold up the Gunda Gov. And he says when the sun is beneath the horizon, that's the time for Tosef the Shabbos. According to the Gunda Gov, it's Shabbos Mamish. So how can you say, says our mayor, the Rav Hai Gov holds up the Gunda Gov? It's impossible. He says in the moment the sun is beneath the horizon, that's the time for Tosef the Shabbos. It's not real Shabbos. According to the Vilna Gaon, it's real Shabbos. Suffer Shabbos, man, that's Shabbos. Pilei Ploim. So what is it? What's the answer? The answer is as follows. Listen carefully, please. We assumed until now, as the Vilna Gaon taught us, the minute the sun is beneath the horizon, we're already suffering Yom, suffering light. The Gaon apparently disagreed. The Shkia, Alpidin, not the astronomical sun beneath the horizon. The Shkia means when light ends. When light ends in the western sky. How long does it take? So, the Oromea writes, it takes approximately a quarter to a third of an hour. And as long as there's sunlight in the western sky, it's Vayayom. Then, starts 3/4 of a mil, after which, we say it is Lilavak. So there's a now new 13 and a half minute period of time stuck in the middle somewhere. We thought it was either from 6 till 6:13 and a half, or, just to make life easy, it was from 6:58 and a half until 7:12. Again, if it's an acht, it's different, but approximately, right? No! The time of Ben Ashmashim says, yes, it's 13 and a half minutes, all right? Approximately, maybe, you know. But it's in the middle, tucked away. And what is it? When does it depend upon? Depends upon when you see stars. When you see stars. Amazing. When you see stars, this is when it's night. And you count back 3/4 of a mil, and then it's going to be suffering night. Count back, whenever it is, until the sun is beneath the horizon, at the time of Tosef Shabbos. Amazing. If you look at the actual tshuva, which Ormeir had a copy of the tshuva from the Cairo Geniza, from the Shira Gaon Rav Hai Gaon, and Tebe Ginze Kedem from the Cairo Geniza, calls Man Sheish Admubis Bemarov, is a little bit red in the west, and even if the red disappears a little bit later, it's still called Ben Ashmosh, it's called the Rabbah, and the Shabbos of Lamadala to the west. That's what it says. What comes out? Look, he says, for the redness to end, it's a very short time. How long is that time? Remember that? Palva Gadanka, 1/6 of a mil, a minute and a half. After a minute and a half, it's no longer red. That's all it is. Okay? But what does that mean? It can't mean after the sun sets beneath the horizon. It's just not true. It's hard to know if you can really have to look at the sky this evening because you look to the west of the Palisades, it's high, and there's apartment houses, it's hard to find it. It's an actual fact that there's some redness in the sky for much longer than a minute and a half after this astronomical sunset. So therefore, he says as follows. And he quotes the Vilna Gaon. That's correct. The Vilna Gaon. And I'll give you the words of the Vilna Gaon and the one you're supposed to see, Reish Samach Aleph. Quote, Bein Ashmoshes, Bein Bias HaShemesh, Las Cholas Bias HaOr, Shub Hichsif, She'oz Nishka Ora Milahadi. The Vilna Gaon says, Bein Ashmoshes begins at sunset, and ends when the redness ends, no more redness at all. What do you get an impression from the Vilna Gaon? That he concedes that during his entire Bein Ashmoshes period, there's a little bit of redness somewhere in the stream of the western sky. A little bit. Something. Comes out, if this is in fact true, according to the Gaonim, that's Vadayom. And, forgive the expression, when the Vilna Gaon's Bein Ashmoshes ends, the Gaonim's Bein Ashmoshes begins. How long? 3/4 of a mil. 3 stars is Lila. It says of the Pharisees and Shuas of Haigon. Even that Rav Yossi Shita, remember that? It's basically the same as Rav Yehuda Shita, maybe about half a minute between it. And when is that? Not 3/4 of a mil after sunset, but if we are right, a mil and a half after sunset. A new Shita, a mil and a half. The first 3/4 of a mil, which the Vilna Gaon himself conceded, is some redness. He thought it's irrelevant. But the Gaonim say, all the redness is still called Valayot. So therefore, they just postponed another 3/4 of a mil later. Amazing. Amazing. Comes out. Again, the Aramea says, Aflam Halem Bezit says, you are not experts in Shir the Rabbanah. At the Shimsha Resh Dikli Akushra. When the sun is at the top of the palm trees, light candles. Wait a second. Before it says that Mishatishka Chama, it's already Ben Ashmoshes. So, what does that mean? That's what the Gaon of Sefer Shach must mean as follows. It must mean that Shetishka or Achama means you don't see the light of it. Even the light is not seen on the trees. Oh, so far, so good. However, there's only one little tiny I have. That in the Aramaic, he suggests it's between a quarter and a third of an hour before you start the Zmana Ben Ashmashus of the Gaon. I don't think it's correct. I don't think it's correct. It should be less than that. Less than that. As a matter of fact, Rav Tepachinsky, without any scientific background, he said he saw stars 22 minutes after sunset. He was Shabbat and he equinoxed. So why should it be, shouldn't so much? Oh. So I think that the correct pshat, which is a little different than the Aramea himself says. It's interesting that in the Mo'adim Uzmanim, he says that the that the time was considered a little bit late, and how many degrees beneath the horizon? They had the beneath the horizon 8.5 degrees. That's what it says in many books. In some of my calendars, it says 8.5 beneath the horizon. Look at the Mizamanim calendar, just so you'll see. It's much less than that. Because if you just take a mil and a half is only 6 degrees beneath the horizon. How many minutes is it? We'll do a little arithmetic. 13 and a half and 13 and a half is 27. Should be 27 minutes after the sunset in Jerusalem and the equinox. Oh, but Rav Tukashinsky saw 22. What the answer is? He counted 22 from his sheet. His shiur is 5 minutes later than our shiur. But if Tukhachinsky counts the mountains, Yerushalayim is on a mountain, but he doesn't count the mountains to the western sky. That's his shiur that we spoke about this a while ago. So when he has shiur, if you look at all the Sfaradim, he should be makbid 5 minutes before his shiur. If he fell at sea level, the 22 plus 5 is 27. It's exactly so. So the new shiur, the shiur like the old one is, that the day ends, we'll say this to make it easier, 13 and a half minutes after the sun sets beneath the horizon. Until then, it's Valayom. So those who were driving in Europe, whatever they were doing, I found it on it. But as soon as they saw 3 stars, that's considered to be Valayla. So it's Lila for all purposes. And then the in-between position, that was Ben Ashmash. Comes out 27 minutes, 6 degrees. Anyone here have a Chabad calendar? Nobody? The Chabad calendar holds this way. That's their hope. 6 degrees. They have a much earlier Zman for everything than we have. They even have the earliest Zman for Motzei Shabbos, which is relevant in certain emergency situations. Comes out according to this Nekuda in New York, so it's approximately this year, a half an hour in Nisan, about 40 minutes in the summertime. And we've seen stars in Barashakolo West, a little bit less than that, maybe the Kanaka Chavim Benanim. Seems to me that the 8.5 is correct, which is about 36 minutes in Yerushalayim, is for Motzei Shabbos. They need what's called three kochavim ritzufim near each other, Tosefta Shabbos. So that's what I think. And that translates into a longer time if it's 40 minutes in the regular time of the summer, it'll be about 50 minutes in the summertime, which is exactly what Moshe Shir. So therefore, this is a new shita. How the shita works in with the Gemara Chavam and Beis at the bottom, which says Plaga Mincha ends and at the same time as Sof Tzvilas Mincha, that's a problem. Perhaps the Shagas Aryeh's answer will answer this too. Shagas Aryeh says that the last month for Mincha is Shkir Rishona, even if the end of the day is somewhat later. It's not clear to me to where you can have a Mincha according to this particular shita of the Gaonim, as explained by the Mayor. If the last time the Shkir Rishona, we're okay. I suspect they probably have a Mincha after that time too, which is running into a bit of a problem. How do you calculate the hours of the day if you're not at any specific time? Sunset is the time, all the stars are out is the time, you're floating in the middle somewhere. It's hard to calculate the hours of the day on that basis. So I'll leave that question open for the moment. Okay, put away this matter for the moment. We're going to still maybe try to save the Zex, still maybe. We got to start a new circle. Time. Yud Beis Amid Alpha, I was like, a new Gemara. Yud Beis Amid Alpha. You saw the new Mamma Kamas, I put them on the Bima. Everyone took? Well, the one that they took? Whole school of Mamma Kamas, three topics. The first is we based on an Aleph, our topic. And then the next two are ready for the second pair. We've got to start moving. Ready to finish 3 weeks. Parashah is only 7 weeks. We like that Parashah all year long. What they vocal call Hashanah, they say? No, that's not happening so, but we have to try to fix some problems. But this one last Shver Sugya, we saved the Shver Sugya for the morning. This is the last one. Yud Beis Amid Aleph. It starts with a word which is very deceiving. It's called Pshita. It sounds like, Pshita, it's Pshita. Ever see Pshita? Pshita, Hecha, the Kanab, the Kata, the Chama, the other. The Kasav, the Shifu. You have wine, you think it's beer. And you started the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, thinking that what? It's beer, and you're trying to make a shakan in the borough. Notice it's wine, you see in the Karma Yotza. Why? Dinami and Oma, you're shakan in the borough, also Yotza. So Tanan, Al-Kulim and Oma, shakan in the borough, Yotza, Mishnah and Fereshis. In the second half of the bracha, somebody else is going to get there this summer. No. Okay? Hello, hey, the Kanakat Kasa, the Sheikh of Yahweh, the Kasa of the Chamro, thinks it's wine. Post of the Baruch Adad of the Chamro. He's about to make Baruch Adad Hashem, okay, the Chalu Prince to make a Baruch Prince of him. Visi Emi the Shifra. And he ends, he catches himself. To Shaka, the Baruch is the correct Baruch Adad. Bosa Ike Baruch Adad, in which case it's no good. Or Bosa Hasim is in which case it's good. Rabbi, so you haven't got the question? Pshita. Okay. First part, Pshita. That was a question. An open question. So, Shema, Shachris, Pasim, Bio, Tero. It's supposed to do in the Sugya, middle of nowhere. It's the end of Rome. It's the middle of the. It's a Krishna service. Oh, 901. Pasim, Bio, Tero. We see the Maravarovim. Loyota. Amanana. Pasim, the Maravarovim. We see the Bio, Tero. Yotso. What do you see? As long as it's, what does they say in English? All's well that ends well? That's what it sounds like. I can't. Arabis puzzle, the marabra, the sea, the marabra, the yotza. Puzzle, the yotza, the sea, the marabra, the yotza. Close, the love, the lach, the achisa. All's well that ends well. So if all's well that ends well, in our case, it should also work. Say, what up? Shani yotza. To come and go, yotza, no, it's way. It's a complete good ending. Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Moritz. Here, there's no complete good ending. It started off bad. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Tehillim Say Baruch Hu Gavur. And then you end up with three good words. Shachar Yom Tov. But there's no Baruch Atah Hashem over there. Says the Gemara, Honey, for the Rav, that we call Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, and Baruch Shah. Oh, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, that's an independently good chassid. El Rabbi Yochanan, the Yomah, called Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, So Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, is garnished. No, I can't even call. El, came in the Rabbi Barulah, okay, they're asking, it's Yomah, that's not the Yomah. Ka'omah, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, What does that mean, Rashi? Ela kevin the yomar, ela bo, ela lo tema rishon chasimasa yotza. Ela psichos et nami mal yasei, it's a good psicha. For tivshin mine the chama v'shichva, the legabi brachas arvis, v'shachas hu, the mutzah the name of the kipos of mizu v'sim v'zu yotza. Why? The kipos of v'shachas adat the nemar v'arovi, have a data that kuri b'minitz yom v'layla, golom v'chol shalosh v'tneor. The chippos rabbi adat the yotzirah rabbi adat the tkur ba minister to go uvare choshe. The look at that the tarvaya rabbiya. Mayrede. Akan. The first part of the sugya. We're not going to go any further today. Any questions? Basically, come on and say pshat and sugya. Got it? Rashi's pshat. A Rashi's pshat is a chiddush and a flub, but it's also based on Rashi's girsa. Girsa is always a critical thing. You have to get the right girsa. The most important word in Rashi's Girsa is the word Adata. Right? Adata the Shifra. See what you see the word Adata? Because he has in mind beer. He said all the right words. He didn't make a single mistake in his articulation, only in his Machshav. Okay? Machshav. Fret Rabbeinu Yonah. Who cares what he's thinking? Please turn to Rabbeinu Yonah if you don't mind. It's on the Mount of Commerce. See? Well, let's look at maybe we should look at the Rosh Sugya Daled. Maybe he's going to quote something. That is on the Rambam. Zui Girsus Rashi. Tells you Rashi is Girsus. Hiksha, let's see, Hiksha Raivit. Both sides. It's after the Lamed Hay of the Divrei Chaminus. Hiksha Raivit. Al Girsa Zuva, Pirish Zeh, Shlom Metzina Mishamocha, Shtei Abrocha, Div Seret, Shulcha Saram Kavana. I feel that below Shul Kavana is Abrocha, Ololo. Koshka, Shem Eskam, Shem Brocha, Ololo. There's a rush. V'nira Dlav Kushri. V'tfei Odeh, Kolo Kavana. That's what he says. The kavana hafachis is worse. Is worse. Okay. Is worse. This is how the Rush phrases it. Fine. I think as follows. The fastest way I'm going to show it to you is to actually turn to Rabbeinu Yonah, even though I don't see it in the Rambam comments, it should have been. Take a look. Rif, page Vav and Aleph. Good old riffs. Watch this. Omnum Rabbeinu Haigon, Pog, the Mrs. H. Yus Ravana. Okay. Koshelev, the Havel, the Memach of Pisho, the Skav, the Baruch, the Shekh, the Tkila, the Kemesh, the Nasa, the Mitzu Yotza. Nu, the Shlova, the Feel the Mishu, so the Mrs. H. Yus Ravana, Hani, the Dava, the Shesh, the Maisa, the Maisa, the Mother Kavana, the Kula, the Mina Bidag, the Nafu, the Kota Yotza, the Mitzu. The post can explain not every Amira. That would be against the first Gemara. I was like, you give them an Aleph. We saw the Gemara before. By Kriya Shema, Ma'amei on Mitzvah Shrikas Kavana. Why? What there are many on the Amira ever agrees. It means an Amira of Shevach Vodah. As opposed to the Amir of Krishna, which is more technical. Fine. Rabbeinu Shmuel says also over Rashba. Afal pi shemitzvos ein shechus kavana yotzei b'di'evet zeh she'osa ha'mitzvah b'stam. Aval she'nisgan b'yediyah shelo lotzeis v'ara hinei yotzei. Hava mehai tana lo rifshito mishu b'kosava d'chamra hu posel d'chamra v'nisgan b'shelo lotzeis v'shichu klal ala d'chamra v'zeh atam omer she'nogin olam l'havlu l'beisim l'lotzei Shabbos afal pi she'shelo lehim v'nishem l'beisim l'avdol l'beisim l'eses in a brachol l'vatolo they should be sure she shall also be sick nurses. I said, Kavarasim shall low lot his club. Can you also have the basic? A phenomenon came in Cambridge and established for low lot his other than a yay, low yot. So, okay. So, one of two reasons either because of this of Amir, Shabbat, or Oda, or Kavar Mahafokis, this defends Rashi's gears, Rabbi Osai. This defends Rashi's gears. Fine. What's the Shaila? Can you fix it up? What we call Toch de Dibur. Can you fix it up? Talk to the neighbor. That's the whole shayla. Can you fix it? Or can't you fix it? Right? He had the wrong kavana, but he fixed it up in time. He fixed it up in time. Presumably, what we call in our language, talk to the neighbor, made a quick fixing up. Fine. However, the Rush disagrees with Rashi. Hilchos Nira Kegir says Rav Alfazal. Which is against the. Oh, before we get to that, even. Mil Kashi the Perusha, the Tanan, the Brysa, Tost of Yotzeror, the Sivan Arab Arabin, Lomashma Data the Yotzeror, and the Sha'ama Yotzeror, give me the Sivan Arab Arabin. Right? There's no Gears Adata over there. We read the Rashi. Rashi said it meant Adata. It meant Adata. Meant Adata. So that's exactly what the Farshim suggests. Right? Rashi clearly said it means a data. They also said it again, the Ma'arav. But the Rashi didn't like it. So therefore, he thinks the Rif's curse is correct. Heichad enochad chamra v'yodim et v'sova d'shichu posach u'birech min d'shichu. He said, Baruch at Hashem elokeinu melech ha'om shakal nebid varo. V'siyim et d'chamra yotza. Da'afil v'siyim et d'shichu yotza. If you stop right there, that's a good. Hey, had the Kadnok and Kassel the Shirk of Yodim and Shabbat the Chamber, who posed with that Harma, Baruch Ad Hashem, the Kenan, Melech, Halom, Bori, Priagoth, and Shakan, even Vara. Posed a Psych Hazina, or Bosa Hasim Hazina, Lo Yishita, Ula Kula, Vin Lama, Vinabe, Vizu Perusha, posed with the Shirk of Amma Shakan, even Vara, Vindis, Gai, Shay, Yayin, Amma Gam, Bor, Priagoth, Baruch Ata Hashem Kenim Melech Olam Shaka Bivar Baruch Begofen Yotza. That feel is Yibin Shichah Shem Hashem Bivar Loyom Baruch Begofen also Yotza. Hey, for the Nog of Kaisim Shichah of Yod Vizav of the Chavah Pasuk of the Chavah Baruch Begofen. See Yibin Shichah Shem Kam Shaka Bivar Oh My Pasuk Psicha Azlina Lo Havi Baruch Oh Pasuk Asim Azlina Lo Havi Baruch Oh Lo Shita Shina Nakula Lo Havi Pina So far so good? He actually said the words wrong and you corrected it Talk to the Dibur. Fine. Does Kavanah play any role over here? Absolutely not. A slip of the tongue, right? A slip of the tongue. You can have to the best of it. A slip of the tongue. No mistake in Kavanah whatsoever. Any questions so far, Abbas? So we got a straight beginning. I just look at the clock because it's already 10:31. How did that happen? I don't know. But tomorrow we have to start with the Pirush of Tosfos and the Pirush of the Ramban of Alamor, and try to slowly go through the various shivas of this complicated sugya. After we finish the sugya, we'll say Hadron Alach to Perek Me'emasais. If you want to learn the key is to try to finish the Perek by then in a couple of days, and then we'll start with the second Perek, the Sa'ad Shmaya. A couple of days is already Shkodesh Av, time to move on to the next Perek. Okay? See you later. I'm not sure if Zeb was ever wrong.